السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, do not regard any good deeds as insignificant. Even making salam to your Muslim brother with a smiling face is very much rewarding. Alhamdulillah, the Musallis of this Musalla Masjid were very friendly. They welcomed me with a smiling face. And we meet one another for the sake of Allah and give two du'as. One du'a, أحبك الذي أحببتني له. May Allah Ta'ala also love us for whose sake we love one another. Another du'a we give, أضحك الله سنك. May Allah Ta'ala always keep us smiling. And I say we must smile the day we leave the world with Iman. Smile in the grave. Smile on the day of Qiyamah until we go to Jannat al-Firdaus in the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah allazi hadana li haza wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tasliman kaseeran kaseera. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina wa a'izna min shururi anfusina. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَعَسَى أُولَئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, I have recited an ayat from Para 10 Surah Toba, verse number 18. In this verse, Allah speaks about the benefits and the importance of having a masjid, musalla, in our town, our city, our country. And may Allah establish a masjid, madrasa, in every city, country of the world. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Those have firm belief in Allah, believe in our beloved Rasulullah, the last and final Nabi of Allah, believe in the Quran as the authentic book of Allah that is amongst us. And there's no more Nabi to come after our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we believe in the life after death, wal ba'asi ba'd al maut. In madrasa we learn iman al mujmal, iman al mufassar. That wal ba'asi ba'd al maut, the resurrection after death. Allah sent us into this world for a short period. In this short life, we have to read our faraz salah on its prescribed time. After Imam, the most important pillar is to read our Salah 5 times a day on his prescribed times. And males read our Salah to Jama'ah, the reward is 27 times more than reading it individually. And for 40 days we read our Salah to Jama'ah. Allah will make our Iman sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. Now in the month of Ramzan, alhamdulillah, many of us are conscious of Allah. And we are in the blessed month of Ramzan, where alhamdulillah we get up for Sahri. And it's easy to come for Fajr Salah also, because we are getting up for Sahri. Similarly, make dua, Ya Allah, grant me sincerity and steadfastness, ikhlas and istiqamat, in the little good action that I'm doing in the month of Ramzan. And out of Ramzan also, I must continue doing those good actions that we are doing in the blessed month of Ramadan. Now, very, very important, how beautiful the teachings of Rasulullah is, and how beautiful our deen is. It teaches us cleanliness, that for our salah to be correct, we must be pure. Our body needs to be pure. Married couples, after intimacy, to have a faraz ghusl is compulsory. And they mustn't oversleep, make the fajr salah qaza because they were napak or something. That's not an excuse. You have to get up early, have your faraz ghusl, and read the fajr salah, or every salah for that matter, fajr, zohar, asr, maghrib, isha, on its prescribed time. Allah make it easy. Our teaching of Rasulullah is, when we need to go for the call of nature, we go in privacy, we remove our clothes, we wash our body, we remove the impurities, we use the left hand to clean the impurities from our body. And after we come out from the call of nature, we must see that while we are in the call, no impurities are on our clothing. A person have little urine or stool drops on his clothing, his or her clothing, you can make the best wuzu and read the best salah, but this urine drops on your clothing or stool stains on your clothing, then your salah won't be accepted. So we must be very, very careful. Those that use the high pan, etc., we must make sure we take out our clothing nicely, we wash nicely, and there was no impurities on our body. Otherwise, our salah would be invalid. Second is that the musalla masjid needs to be clean. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned that those that eat spicy food, they must clean the teeth, well, use a miswak while making wuzu. Like you eat raw onion, garlic, very spicy chilies, pickles, etc. Then we must wash our mouth, gargle our mouth. And those that have a habit of smoking cigarette also, they must clean their mouth. Wuzu time, we use a miswak, the reward is 70 times more. But besides wuzu, we can use a toothbrush and toothpaste. Today we eat very spicy food. To remove the spicy smell from our mouth, out of salah time, we can use the toothbrush and the toothpaste to clean. In the month of Ramzan, many of us break iftari in our masjids. Different masjids have different facilities. Some masjids are big. They have a separate madrasa classroom or a basement area to break the iftar. And some masjid musallas are very small, so they don't have that facility. So whatever little facilities that are provided, see, we keep it clean. We can, and we iftar time, maghrib time, the time of dua. And sometimes we don't want any heated argument or something. Something messy, milkshake fell on the carpet or something. So put a proper dastarkhan down, a thick plastic mat. If mistakenly a milkshake or some samosa, bhajia, something fell down, you can clean it easily. But if somebody mistakenly drops something, don't embarrass him and don't shout him also, hey, what are you doing? It's the time of rahmah, time of peace, a time of welcoming everybody in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To avoid an argument and fight is utmost important. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah informed him the exact night of Laylatul Qadr. But when he came to inform the Sahaba, there were two Sahaba having an argument. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being Imamul Anbiya with the best akhlaq and the best of character, the highest rank in Jannatul Firdaus is reserved for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A great personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got affected by that argument that was taking place, and Allah made him forget. Then Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha mentioned Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us that seek Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 odd nights of Ramzan. On the 21st night, 23rd night, 25th night, 27th night, or the 29th night if you don't see the Eid of the moon of Eid. And to make ibadat on this odd nights, we get the reward of making ibadat for more than 1,000 months. And 1,000 months equal to 83 years and 4 months. One is we read our Isha and Fajr with Jama'ah. The faraz is more important than any amount of nafil that we do. You can spend the whole night in nafil ibadah, but you never read your Isha faraz, and Fajr faraz is a major, major sin. And to make a kabira guna on the night of Laylatul Qadr, that you don't need your Isha and meals with Jama'ah. Nabi Sasa mentioned something similar to this. I would like to gather the youngsters and tell them to put fire to the homes of those that are reading the Faraz Salah, but they're reading it at home. They're not reading with Jama'ah. Now in this community, Allah gave us a beautiful musalla. Allah reward our generous donors, beautiful carpets, aircon, beautiful ablution facilities. Now make that niyyah, how in the month of Ramzan we are coming for Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Salah, and we are reading 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah in the evening also, inshallah. Out of Ramzan, we must have contact with the masjid and musalla. And they are saying a mu'min, a Muslim in the masjid is like fish in water, and a Muslim out of the masjid is like fish out of water. So we go for our necessity to the marketplaces. Either we got a shop of our own, or we're working for somebody, or we're going to buy our necessities. We need to buy our groceries, our clothing, etc. But in the marketplace also, we recite the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahu mulku wa lahu alhamdu, wa huwa hayyun la yamutu biyadi alkhair. One time, we get 1 million reward. Now I will just conclude my talk with the name of this musalla, Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Abrar Ahmad Saad Rahmatullah Alayh. The Sheikh Ahmad Abrar Ahmad Rahmatullah, he was my ustad, the ustad of Mufti Shaib from Shellcross, and many other senior ulama, Qari Ismail Desai from Zinto, Qari Dawood of Madrasa Talimuddin, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qaji of Phoenix, and many other senior ulama in the Transvaal area also, Mawlana Hassan Dokrat, Mawlana Musa Patel, the senior ustads of the Darul Uloom in Joburg, Qari Ayub Ishaq, who's a well-known Qari and also a senior ustad in Madrasa Zakaria. So this, the students of the Sheikh Waliullah are doing Dini Khidmat. And there were two Mawlana Abrars. One was in Hardo. He was also very senior alim. He also ran a Hifz class and a Darul Uloom for over 40 years in Hardo. He's late now. So that city, Hardo, is close to Lucknow in India. And this Mawlana Abrar Ahmad of Falahi Darin Tadgeshwar, this institute is close to the city of Surat and in the Gujarat state. And alhamdulillah, his students are in nearly every city, country of the world. You go to England, the students are running Hifz classes and madrasas and doing imamat in England. In the West Indies countries also, we had students and they are running madrasas there. But some of the highlights of the Waliullah, you take Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi of Baghdad, Khaja Muhyiddin Chishti Rahmatullahi of Ajmer, the four great Imams of Fiqh, Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Imam Malik Rahmatullahi, Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And today also the various Imams and Ustans of the Aftul Maktab Madrasas and the various Madrasas. We love our ulama. We respect our Salafi Salih, pious predecessors of the past.
And through their sacrifices and du'as, today we have some Islamic education. Now my ustad also give us advice that whatever you do, have sincerity of intention. And never be proud of yourself. Whatever little you are doing, say it's a tawfiq and guidance from Allah. Then give us advice. Display the akhlaq of Rasulullah. Some ghussa is haram. He say one morsel, one day a pious personality asked his students, there's one morsel of food. It's haram but permissible to have. It's haram but permissible to have. So that's got the student thinking. Say if you're hungry for more than 3 days and the only food available is pork, so just to live you can take one morsel of pork to live. Said no. Said ghussa is haram, but to swallow the ghussa when the time of anger, that is ibadat. That Nabi sallallahu will give you the sweetness of iman. So don't get angry with people. Don't fight with people. And vulgar words, bad language, is against the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bestow these good qualities of the Ahlullah in us. And every Nabi told the people to abstain from kabira guna. Music is haram. Adultery, zina is haram. Gambling is haram. Prostitution is haram. And shame, modesty is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every wali. We have our sisters, our mothers, our daughters, our nieces, our aunties. When they leave the home, they must dress with cloak, with hijab, dress morally. The beauty of a Muslim female is reserved for her husband. And she can't open her face in front of her parents, her uncles, brothers, nephews. But when we are living in non-Muslim countries, when our female go out and in the shopping mall, etc., they are Muslim, non-Muslims, lustful glances are haram. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّازِرَ وَالْمَنْزُورِ إِلَيْهِ Allah curses those that cast lustful glances on a ghair mahram woman and also on that woman for her dressing so immorally in public. May Allah give us tawfiq of practicing.